You're listening to Small But Mighty's Short Stuff, advice for small nonprofit success in under 5 minutes. Brought to you by the Small Nonprofits Alliance, the hub for Australia's small charities. Hi everyone, I'm Kirsty Wallett, co-founder and director of marketing at the Small Nonprofits Alliance. Social media is an important part of every small nonprofit's digital arsenal. But often, leaders of small organisations can find it hard to make time to engage on social media. We know many of you leading small nonprofits are time and resource poor, but it's more important than ever that you're engaging with your supporters on social media. So I've put together three easy ways you can engage with your supporters on social media as a nonprofit leader. Tip number one is just to show up as yourself. Make sure your community knows your face and name. There are lots of reasons why this is a good idea, but it's mainly about trust and connection. If your donors and supporters feel they know you, this helps instill trust. And this will reap great results when you next ask for support or donations. You don't have to be posting personally every week, but you should be checking in with your supporters on social media in a visible, consistent way. So, what should you say? Many nonprofit founders have been inspired to work in this sector because of personal experience or because they have a deep passion for helping their communities. Share your why you do what you do. If you can't think of anything current to say about your organization's work or you just don't have time to script it, introduce yourself. Talk about why you're passionate about what you do and about your organization. Video is a great way to say hi to your supporters. It's very visually engaging and it ranks well in the various social media platform algorithms. But if you're not comfortable with video, that's okay. A photo and a post written directly from you and not in the third person is just as good. The second tip is to share your achievements. Don't be shy about sharing with your community when you have a win. Many nonprofit leaders are by nature very humble and are more concerned with working to help others than promoting themselves. But it is important that you let your community know when you make an impact, and social media is the perfect place to do that. It can be as simple as providing an update on how your work is going. For example, at this time of year, if you're running some sort of Christmas appeal or you're working really hard to provide services around the holiday period, share photos and updates of you and your team working hard. If you win an award for your work or leadership, make sure you share it. This sort of post can be written by one of your team, but again, it's about instilling trust. If your community know you and know you are great at what you do, they're more likely to support you when you next ask. And tip number three is to make sure you have a digital profile or presence. I know this one sounds really basic, but it's often the simple things that can create the best professional connections. It's as simple as making sure you have an up-to-date LinkedIn profile and a short bio on your organization's website. For more tips on social media and leadership for small nonprofits, you can visit us at the Small Nonprofits Alliance website, smallnonprofits.com.au.